A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Is you it looks like you're literally looking at the damn Liberty Bowl.
Absolutely right. It is crazy.
It's incredible
how realistic it is.
But I don't have time for it. And that's fine. Like, I'm glad the people who are playing it and have time enjoy it, you know.
Yeah, people should do what they enjoy. That's a good way to bottom line it. All right, we will come back. Matt Morgan going to join us at 125. We'll talk NBA Summer League with him. Grizzlies obviously roll again last night. No Edie. We'll get his thoughts on his concern level, if there is any, with Zach Edie and his availability. We'll get into all of that with him when we get back around 125. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Memphis Summer Hoops on 92.9 FM, ESPN is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Better make
it to the Wingaroo is my favorite wing place in the world, and it'll be yours too. I mean, if you haven't had the Wingaroo by now, I don't know what you're doing. You're not doing it right, that's for sure. The truth is, you're not going to find a place with more of a selection when it comes to wings. You're not going to find a place that has better flavors. I actually had the legs the other day.
Hey.
And amazing.
Yeah.
Look forward to doing that again. Wingaroo. Locations all around Memphis. Go see our man, Billy Richmond. Tell him Jason and John sent you. All right, so we have not talked about it yet. I was meaning to talk about it, and yeah, now we have a news update.
Probably good timing for you, actually, since we haven't brought it up.
Yeah, so before the Home Run Derby last night, there was a national anthem by the woman that sings this song. What's her name?
Ingrid Andress.
Ingrid and Andress.
She's a country singer.
And I do, when I hear this song, I do recognize
it. Yeah, that's all over the Wolf.
She had an unfortunate rendition of the national anthem
indeed
last night, and everybody, like Jason, was texting me about it, like,
oh yeah,
you know, I was actually out, and so I could not hear.
You really missed it.
And I obviously went back, and I was like, was it worse than Fergie?
You know, absolutely worse than Fergie. It might have been the worst.
It turns out that it was, in fact, worse than Fergie. Should we play it?
I think so.
Okay,
it's worth revisiting, and you can do the follow-up update.
In case that we're going to let you listen to it, and then we're going to tell you why it happened.
That's very good.
I, what so proudly we hailed by the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight,
or the ramparts we watch were so gallantly streaming.
Okay, so that was definitely, you could hear the groaning in the crowd. Like, oh, God.
Yeah.
So it turns out that about 30 minutes ago, Ingrid Andress posts on social media that I'm not going to BS y'all. I was drunk last night. I'm checking myself into a facility today to get the help I need. That was not me last night. I apologize to MLB, all the fans, and this country I love so much for that rendition. I'll let y'all know how rehab is. I hear it's super fun. XO Ingrid. So listen, I don't know the extent of her drinking
her problem.
You know, I don't.
I actually think I do, and I don't mean to put the cart before the horse to answer your question. If you are such a have a dependency issue that you cannot hold off until you perform in front of 56,000 people and on national TV, so that you're clean for that. You definitely have a problem.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that for sure.
And you probably need rehab.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely should be able to handle that. You know, sober. Yeah. No question about that. I'm
not judging either. Like,
yeah.
This is a real thing. I took down my jokes because
was definitely the butt of every joke last night.
Yeah.
And again,
she got it. She got it. Yeah.
Appropriately so.
Yeah.
Appropriately so.
That's sad.
And, you know, you get a little bit of a better explanation for that.
It totally makes sense now. Now, Fergie, I think, was sober when she did
I think she just has to own that. Yeah.
Carl Lewis, also sober when he performed his, you know.
Yeah.
Roseanne Barr. Sober.
Yes. Listen, good for her, I would say. Good
for
her.
Yeah, maybe this is what she needed to get her life in order.
Certainly possible, you know. I mean, I think everybody kind of knows my situation. Been through it.
Been
through the facilities and the rehabs and the missions and everything in between. I've seen it. I've seen it all. I have seen it all.
Yep.
But, you know, listen, It takes a huge amount of courage to take this step. Okay, it does. And hey, you know what? It may not be the only time that she. I hope it is, but it may not be the only time.
I hope it is too.
You know, it's hard. It's hard when you sort of are in that. And again, I don't know anything about this woman. She showed up. Yeah, I know that song.
I saw her perform last. Last summer, she opened for the Brothers Osborne live at the Garden. She was the opening act and played pretty well. That's why it was so odd, because she sang wonderfully, and she's had that hit with Sam Hunt. She's a pretty good singer.
Pretty good singer indeed, no doubt about that. So anyway, she's getting some help, which I commend. I commend that, and I hope that she is able to get her affairs in order. You know, and if she feels like she needs to do that. Then more power to her, and I wish her the very best.
It is wild that now while she's going through rehab, though, her hit is called Wishful Drinking.
Well, maybe she was trying to tell us the whole time. Maybe she was trying to tell us the whole time. So, anyway, there's always an explanation.
Of course.
Right? Yep. I mean, you're a professional Grammy Award-nominated singer. You're not going to come on there and do that. Right? I mean, it's just not... you know, Steph Curry's not going to have an 0 of 12 night from 30.
Right.
Unless he's drunk. You know,
I mean, that's fair.
So
most of the time, well, he did have a rough, pretty good, rough game
yesterday.
Yesterday for Team USA, he had a minus game again.
Yes, he did. But I don't think
Steph's drunk though.
No, he's not. That's the latest though. Ingrid Andress was
she's getting help.
Under the influence, and she is getting help. No question about that. All right, I watched the Lakers last night, so you don't have to.
Oh.
And we're going to talk to Matt more about this a little bit later here in the show. But, you know, I've been watching and I've been waiting. And I've been waiting to see something from Bronny. I've been waiting and I've been watching. I've been waiting to see something from Bronny. Because, look, he seems like a good enough kid, young man, who's been put in a very precarious position.
Yeah.
Probably... being drafted in a slot he did not on his own merits deserve, but we live in America.
Yeah.
People do and get things all the time that they don't on their own merits deserve. It's the way it goes.
Facts.
And so I'm watching it, and I'm watching it, and I'm watching it, and I got to say, he is terrible.
we said this.
He's terrible.
Hey, last night, Jaylen Brown was watching the game and is caught at a game talking to his girl. And Jaylen Brown's words, you can read his lips saying, "I don't think Bronny is a pro."
And his girl says, "Yeah, he's probably going to be on their G League team." And like, you can very clearly read the lips, right? And Jaylen Brown says something to the effect of, "No, I don't think so because of the name."
Right. I didn't get the back and forth. I only had one meme.
But listen,
my God,
Jaylen Brown's like being like he's like being like they're going at him because he said it.
Of course,
you know. But I give him credit,
bro. He's right.
I mean, he's correct. He's correct. He's just and he had to kind of clean it up. He had to clean it up on Twitter today.
Of course.
Again, because it's LeBron. It's
right.
LeBron's son, and so you don't want to be in a You don't want to like be going at, you know what I'm saying?
The son of the biggest star in the game.
Yeah. But this is what he said. "It's a flex to have your son alongside you in the NBA. It reflects greatness and longevity. Bronny has all the tools around him to be successful. I look forward to watching his growth." But that's the point, is that there is like
growth.
There's a lot of room for that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of room for growth.
He's not going to be taller than 6'2", though. He's 19.
He's just not... very good. Like he's feeling pressure. I don't know if he's like kind of like the moment's a little big for him. Like I don't know, but like he's scared to shoot it. He made one shot last night at the end of the game against the Celtics, and it was as if like we're about to have the Kevin Garnett anything is possible moment.
Right.
I mean, the crowd's going crazy.
Yeah.
You know. And again, I understand it because. You know, I want Bronny to succeed. I want him to show that he's, deserving to be. But he is so far away from that.
So on Sirius, JJ said he'll eventually become a player similar to Lou Dort. I don't know enough about Lou Dort's game.
JJ Redick said he's going to become.
Yeah, so this is, let's see, I've got the clip here. Let me see.
That is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm going to be honest.
This is from this morning on Sirius XM NBA.
It's actually an insult to Lou Dort to say that. Because Lou Dort...
Let's see.
How have you dealt with him so far, and how do you plan on managing that between balancing him playing here in
Lakers
Vegas,
coach J.D. Redick.
Your main team, potentially with the South Bay Lakers. What have those conversations, what's that thought process been like so far?
Yeah, Bronny and I have had a number of conversations. I actually had a conversation with him yesterday after practice, and, He's a development player. That's how we're looking at Bronny. He's certainly going to spend time with the Lakers. He will spend time as well in the G League. As we sort of build out our player development program, he's going to be an important part of that. And what I've communicated to him right now, what we're looking for is defensive ball pressure. I told him this yesterday. I said, I don't care if you have 10 fouls. I don't care if you get blown by. What I do care about is if you're on the ball and you're 3 feet off the ball. Like, you have to be a guy that's a ball hawk at all times. We're going to develop his shot. We'll develop his ball skills. He's already got a great feel. He has a really good instinctive nature on the defensive end. I thought the third game in the Cali Classic, he made 8 or 9 really good defensive plays. We used the example yesterday. We were at the Canada-USA basketball exhibition game. And I turned to one of our assistant coaches during the game, and I said, I think Lou Dort just single-handedly broke up the eighth possession of the game. Like, his impact, you can't get into your offense sometimes. The shot clock winds down because of his ball pressure. He literally blows up entire plays because of that pressure. And I really believe this. Bronny eventually will be that guy.
So he thinks he's going to be Lou Dort.
Lou Dort is one of the best in the world at that. Okay? Like, I watched the Pelican series, and I saw the hell that he had Brandon Ingram in. I mean, bro. Like,
that's a tough comp.
Bro, Brandon Ingram quit.
He was done. I saw that play.
Okay, and it wasn't just one play.
It was over a four-game
I mean, like, Brandon Ingram wanted to be anywhere except the court.
Right.
Because Lou Dort was on his ass. Like, Bronny James.
Please guard me.
Like, Lou Dort is only 25.
Right.
It ain't like he's this 8, 9, 10-year pro.
Right.
Like, it was pretty obvious with Lou Dort early on in his career that that's what he was going to be. And at no point, by the way, he goes a lot bigger than Bronny. He's 6'4", 220.
Yeah, you know, that's
Bronny's probably 6'4", 205. If that.
Bronny might be 6'2", 6'3".
I mean, he's small.
He's little.
He's small. And so I don't think he has, like, Lou is a huge dude.
Yeah, he's ripped.
He's put together.
Yeah.
Like Bronny can't be that. Like, I think that's a bad.
It's facts.
He's just saying Lou. This is why he's saying Lou Dort. He's saying Lou Dort because Lou Dort can't shoot.
But Lou Dort, if you look at him, he looks nothing like Bronny. He is built.
Yes.
He's a truck.
Like, he's saying that, like.
He wants a non-shooter somebody.
When Lou came in the league, he couldn't shoot, and he's developed it, and he's gotten better at it, but it was never a strength of his. And the reality is, Bronny's not going to get the opportunities, and I don't think he necessarily deserves the opportunities.
The reason why this is a clown show is you don't draft late second round for a defensive guy who's going to be a ball hawk. That's bogus.
Well, I mean, you could draft a second round guy for whatever you want him to be. I mean, you could have
not
a,
if you're
a
the Lakers.
Protector. I don't know. I mean, I think you know, what are you trying to draft for? I think you're just trying to find good players. But we know that that's not what that process was at 55. We know that this, and again, I'm cool with that. I get it. You know, you're committed to the LeBron experience. You might as well go all in with it. But I'm just saying, like, I was coming into this looking for a flash or two. Like, all right, I could see it. And I'm still waiting.
Right.
I'm still waiting. I don't, you know, it's tough, man. They keep rolling him out there, and he's just, he's overwhelmed.
It's unfair.
He's overwhelmed by the summer league.
Yeah.
Guys that are overwhelmed by the summer league do not look up in 4 years and start on NBA teams. Okay? It just doesn't happen. So,
well, these are grown-ass men playing for contracts, yeah, bro.
Like, Bronny, man, I wanted it for you, man. I wanted it. I wanted to see you have, I think he's 0 of 15 from 3.
Yeah, air ball last night looked rough.
He's 0 of 15 from 3 in his summer league so far. And it's just like, oh, that's incredibly difficult to do. That's incredibly difficult.
Yeah.
It's damn near harder than going 15 for 15.
Now, I will bring up Dalton Kinnett because we're talking about the Lakers, because the LA Times wrote about this, and the headline is that it overshadowed Kinnett's development. Like, he had 19. Dalton Kinnett looks good.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he does. I just don't know what he will be asked to do. I don't know how big he does have moments.
Yep.
He had like a finger roll last night.
You can see it, man.
He went up for what looked like a dunk, and then he kind of brings it back in, finishes with the finger roll. And I mean, look, he's got some stuff to him.
Yep.
He does. I don't know what his role will be there. But I know
he's a backup wing.
I know what Bronny's role there will be, which is there ain't one. there ain't
well,
one.
Well, but they don't ever back off of he will see time with the Lakers. Notice, JD knows his role, man. Like, the first thing he says is he will spend time with the Lakers. He'll also spend time with our South Bay G League affiliate. It's like, bro,
right.
Of course he'll spend time with the Lakers. We know the deal.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. So anyway, That was from last night.
It's a shame, though, for him. It is going to be this is actually worse than being Michael Jordan's one of those two boys, because at least then you weren't given a sniff. When you're given a sniff and then you play out to that,
right?
That can be a crappy way to go out, bro. Because where do you reverse from? That's why the minor leagues are set up in baseball the way they are, right? Because it's like you don't go double A until you do this, until you do that, unless you're Paul Skeens.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep, exactly. So
he's not Paul Skeens of basketball.
Oh, no. No, no, no. Not at all. All right, we'll come back. Matt Morgan joins us. We'll talk to him about this, get his thoughts on the summer league. Zach Edey, the Grizzlies, Cam Spencer. Lots to come with Matt Moore from the Action Network. We'll do that on the other side. Stick around. Jason and John, how are you trying to fit?
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
ESPN. Matt Moore writes about the NBA for the Action Network. Grizzlies obviously off to a nice start in Summer League. Maybe the storyline more about who's not out there than who is. He joins us now. Matt, what's happening, man? Appreciate the time as always.
Hey, thanks for having me, man. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, so, okay. It's impossible to talk about an injury with the Memphis Grizzlies and not harken back to like all the other ones where it was not exactly, you would accuse it of being a straightforward or transparent process. But as it relates to Edey and Summer League and the importance of him being out there, what do you make of this situation right now?
You know, I'm not too worried about it just because in general, Summer League is typically just not really worth it to risk players, right? I think if there had been some sort of indication that it was worse, you get in a training camp, maybe, right? There's always a possibility of it's like, oh no, this has been a thing, and that's obviously what kind of happened with Adams last year. It just kind of snuck up on him, and all of a sudden he's out. At the same time, you know, when guys miss summer league, I don't tend to overreact too much because summer league is very much a nice to have, good to do, gives you a little bit more tape, gives you some developmental time, gets more time with the coaches, et cetera, rather than it is like a very serious kind of program. And a lot of rookies have had to miss summer league and then had completely fine and great
right.
careers. So I'm not overly concerned about it. Castle for San Antonio had one game, had a wrist injury. They're going to go ahead and keep him out because it's just simply not worth it. So I think that's got to be factored in when we start looking at the summer league stuff, even though I totally understand having a little bit of you know, fan trauma from what happened last year with all the injuries.
Yeah, listen, I'm like you. I'm not really – I mean, he came back and finished the game. So I don't think it's a situation where, you know, if he had not, maybe I would be a little more concerned. But he finished and he got the game, you know, the game-tying tip there at the end. Let me ask you this, because Drew Hill, the Daily Memphian, has continuously reported that the Grizzlies are not shutting him down. They maintain they are not shutting him down. At this point, with only two left sort of in the – you know, pool player, whatever you want to call it, of summer league, would you bring him? Is there any value to bringing Zach Edey back, or is it a deal where you've seen it against an NBA guy in Walker Kessler? There's nobody he's going to play that would be that good in terms of a measuring stick. Is there any value to bringing him back at this point if you're the Grizzlies?
I don't think so. I don't think it's worth the risk. It's not a matter of it not being, you know, they're not having any value. There's always value in getting more guys time to evaluate and understand what you need to work on with them, especially within the flow of what the team wants to run. But, you know, compare that with the risk of re-injury, it's just simply not worth it. I mean, look, you know, summer league in general, anytime anybody participates in athletics, there's going to be a concern of injury. But look, the Denver Nuggets just had Daron Holmes, who they needed to play a pretty big role on their bench as a rookie. Yeah, he's out for the year with an Achilles. Like, this stuff is just kind of what happens. And so if there's any sort of concern about a re-injury, I just don't think it's simply worth it. You've seen him. You've seen what he can do. And this is also a guy with an established track record for multiple years in college. I don't feel like there's a lot you need to find out about Edey in terms of what he can do. You need to figure out what he can do with the team, and that's not going to happen until training camp.
Right. Okay, so the Grizz draft Edey at 9. You know, some people like it. Some people hate it. In terms of if we're extrapolating what we saw, you know, with guys that will be, you know, in Delaware or on two ways somewhere else or wherever they may be, what do you make of the fit and how Edey will acclimate and be able to help the Grizzlies next season?
I'm trying to keep an open mind. The minute that it kind of got out that they were going to take a center at some point, whether they were able to move up or if they had moved back or if they just, you know, stayed where they were and not reached, but there was a number of teams in that range that liked Edey, but that was higher, I think, than a lot of people kind of thought he might go. I'm nervous. I don't love adding a rookie center to a team trying to win a championship. That just makes me nervous. And it's like, well, he's a more speed. Sure, absolutely. There's so much speed and athleticism on the team. Adding more of a plotter, I'm a little bit like, okay, what does this look like with your identity? At the same time, I can't deny how talented the guy is. Like, he's just got so much ability, and you know, everyone's kind of gone on and on about the screens, but that stuff is real, where you do need guys that can help create more space and opportunity for Ja and Desmond. And so is there a chance that this is an absolute home run? 100%. Does it make me nervous as somebody that thinks that this team can compete for a title? A little bit. Well, not the direction that I would have preferred going. I would have rather had a veteran on around, but we'll see kind of what happens as the season goes on. And if he's able to fill in, then great, because that means that they've really got a starting five that can hit you in a number of ways with a number of, with size, skill, and athleticism.
Where do you think, you know, and it's a big assumption and presumption, but if you got health from, you know, your core of Jaren, Desmond, and Ja, which I think would basically be the first time that you've ever gotten that. But if I could tell you that was a guarantee, where do the Grizzlies, you know, where would you sort of handicap this? Where would you have them in the West if I'm giving you health of those three?
probably fighting for between third and fifth in the West. That's the kind of where I would have him, with an upside of potentially top two. One would be a lot, given the depth that OKC presents and how good they are at almost everything at this point. But I think Memphis is right there. And I think that, more importantly, from a regular than a regular season standpoint, I think they'll be better in the playoffs than they were 2 years ago. And I think that this whole nightmare of an experience, starting with the Lakers series, going through last year, everything, like, that's real adversity that this team has had to face. Like, Desmond and Jaren had to sit through just a miserable year last year. Constant injuries, nobody healthy, couldn't compete for anything, having to hold up this team. And that tends to, you know, sometimes spark a real appreciation for the opportunity in front of them. I'm hoping the same thing extends to Ja, that Ja's able to come out and be like, I basically lost a year and a half of my career, and it's time to make up for that. Because I just think that there's so much potential here. This team was great for 2 years. Like, this was a great team in the league, and they were young, and they were immature. It's been 2 years. They've learned some lessons. I'm hoping that they've learned from those things. And I love the fact that the coaching staff has revamped itself a little bit. I love the direction that they've taken. I like last year the ability to add guys like Vince and Gigi and get those guys time to really understand how they're going to fit to revamp that bench unit, which I've loathed for so long. I have a lot of optimism about what Memphis can do this season if they're all on the same page.
Talking to Matt Moore, NBA writer for the Action Network, doing great stuff up at actionnetwork.com. Last Grizz question before we get to maybe some summer league and the rest of the NBA. Gigi Jackson is such an interesting case because, look, he was once upon a time the number one player in the country. It doesn't work for him in South Carolina, falls all the way to the second round. Some people said it was too high when the Grizz drafted him. And then by virtue of just a disastrous season that completely goes off the rails, he is basically allowed to just go out there and hoop. And he does it well. And he does it well. And now it's not that anymore. Now it's a winner. It's a competitor. You know, ideally, they'd like to be a contender, which Gigi has never really been a part of. And so I would ask you, just, is there an example historically of a guy like this where his role is going to change so drastically from one season to the next, yet the hopes are as high, right? Like, how do you just sort of break down the Gigi Jackson situation for the Grizzlies?
I mean, I think there's an ample kind of experience of guys that were just able to get a bucket that have been serious, you know, contributing parts of teams like this. And I think, you know, in large part, even if he can't adapt, the ability for Jenkins to be able to stagger the starters and have a full complement and be like, okay, the weaknesses that he presents, I can make up with by having other guys on the floor, by having, you know, we'll make some of these rotations in there and be able to add those kind of components. So, you know, are there things where, like, am I automatically like, yes, you can play in the playoffs? No. Like, I don't think we're there yet. I think you got to see. But I also know that there's a lot of guys that have been able to do this. And I don't necessarily worry about, you know, there's been a lot of conversation about some of the numbers in summer league on playmaking side. I'm just not really worried about it in that environment. I'm just, you know, like, your ability to advance reads in the NBA only comes from making those reads in the NBA. But that's where you learn those things. So I think there's still a lot of reason to believe that Jackson can be an impact guy. Even if it's not like, yeah, he's like a huge part of the game plan, even if it's just like, man, you know, close series, close game, closeout game, but they just didn't have an answer for Gigi off the bench. That doesn't sound crazy to me. So I think there's still a good opportunity for him to fit in, honestly, with fewer expectations and maybe a reduced role, but that'll take a season, I think, to develop.
Are you betting summer league? This is an incredibly frustrating market for me because by 6:30 a.m. these numbers have been steamed to oblivion.
Yeah, it's tough, man. It's tough. You know, I keep betting Miami. That's really the one that I go in on. I like to target these teams that consistently put out teams that are really well coached, that have long-term development plans. Houston's one of those, and Miami's another. So there's opportunities, but it takes a real sicko to be able to beat the lines in summer league, I think.
It definitely does. I'm going to keep trying. I hit the Nuggets today after Brandon Miller was basically said, you know, I don't know why he ever played in the first place, but what you know, they said they're shutting him down. The Hornets are shutting him down. So I hit the Nuggets +6, and it's 3.5 now. So we shall see, you know, how it goes here in the summer league, but it is definitely it is not for the weak whatsoever. All right, Bronny James is just a bad basketball player. Is there any reason to believe that that will ever not be the case?
I don't think that we'll ever feel differently. I don't understand the whole plan here. I don't, you know, the kid has a heart attack. He has cardiac arrest. And they go ahead and he returns and he plays for USC. And the only reason he's playing for USC is clearly so that his dad could be close enough to attend games.
Yep.
Okay, cool. No big deal. Not a great season, right? Doesn't impress anybody. Draft stock falls completely off. And they just, Clutch just forces his way through here. They leverage LeBron's contract to make sure he gets drafted and make sure he gets a guaranteed contract. And I'm just like, are you doing the kid any favors here? Like, are you doing him any? Because all he now has to deal with are the expectations that you set for him, not that he set, that you have set for him with this typical Clutch behavior. So I just wind up being like, is this what's best for the kid? Because I've talked to some draft analysts that are like, look, if the kid had gone back and played another year, hit the transfer portal, hit another year in college, we'd probably feel very differently about him. He does have skill and athleticism.
Right.
He just hasn't been able to showcase it yet. So I think it's a bummer of kind of how this story is playing out and the level of criticism and scrutiny he's going to be under, which he never asked for, nor did he demand, nor has he set the bar for.
Yeah. And then last thing on the rookies before we get to some teams that you've identified that are going to, you know, have big upgrades this year that you do upgrade yourself. Zach Edey, funny enough, is the consensus rookie of the year in terms of the betting markets. I came on here last week. I said that's a terrible bet, not saying that he can't win it or that he won't win it. But at this price, it's just you should never bet this. It's he's not going to have the usage. He's not going to have, you know, it's not a team award. I have to remind people all the time. But, and I'm assuming you agree with me, if you were making a bet in that market, though, right now, based on what you've seen, maybe it has nothing to do with Summer League, but if you're making that bet right now, where do you think your money would go in the Rookie of the Year market?
Probably on Reed Sheppard, and that's not just based off of the fact that he's just lit the Nets on fire and looked absolutely awesome in every Summer League game for Houston. It's more just a matter of, like, Houston, I think, is they're shopping for a star, but they're also not necessarily sold on any of their young guys. As good as their young guys are, they're not like, this is a like we can win a championship with these guys long term. Like, they don't view Jalen Green the way that Phoenix did Devin Booker. And so with that possibility, that means that there is a chance that if Reed Sheppard comes in and just wows Ime Udoka and earns his spot, that he could wind up taking over those starter minutes. And the only reason he's so low in the market is because he's probably coming off the bench.
Right.
So, to me, Reed Sheppard is such a complete player, and he looks so awesome in every regard.
Yep.
And there were so many draft analysts that work for teams I talked to who said, I'd ask, like, okay, you're not going to pick here, but who's, like, your number one on your board? And so many of them were like, yeah, it's Reed Sheppard. And so I just feel like there's a good opportunity for him to potentially be a dark horse in a year where obviously the draft class is so weak, it presents a lot of interesting opportunities.
Yeah, for me, it would either be him or Castle. Because, you know, Castle's he's gonna pile up assists to Wimby. You would just think that. I find myself, like, I see it a little bit with Reese Hachette. Like, I get it. I can see the vision. But it also feels like he's going to have – it's going to be a crash course for him, don't you think, a little bit?
He's played more in control than I thought. My biggest concern is just, like, he may not be – I don't think he's going to be a disaster. I think he's going to be pretty good.
Right.
It's just, like, he's not going to be – he's not going to be this guy that we're talking about every yes. night. It's not going to be a guy where it's like, oh man, Ricochet with 30 points. He's playing next to Trae Young.
Right.
And he looks like he actually might fit in pretty well with Trae Young. But yep. I just don't see him getting the kind of opportunities that you would expect for a guy taking number one.
I agree totally. He's going to be good and completely unsexy. That's going to be the Ricochet experience in Atlanta, I believe. All right, you have a nice piece of it at actionnetwork.com. About sort of who you upgrade the most this offseason in the league. And I want to focus on one specifically because, I mean, this is just one of those excerpts you could only include if you know ball. I mean, it's just one of them. And it's the Orlando Magic. And I agree with you 1,000,000%. And the reason is because they added Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, who most people listening to this right now will not respect enough. But for a team like the Magic, he really could be the difference between maybe a first-round exit and an Eastern Conference Finals. I think he could be that drastic.
Yeah, and like I think it's okay to look at everything and be like, look, you know, you get better if you add a 30-point-per-game scorer, right? That's fair. Like, you had an all-star. Like, the Sixers added an all-star. I get that. The big thing is just that KCP is such a floor raiser where it's fewer minutes for guys that make mistakes like Anthony Black, who started a huge chunk last year. I'm like, I think Anthony Black's going to be a good player, but they basically didn't have a two guard, and so they were just slotting in random guys. Hey, Gary Harris.
Right? I mean, that experience, I know they brought him back, but my God, that was brutal.
Yeah, and so, you know, having KCP where it's like, okay, look, Jalen Suggs really – what I heard was that Jalen Suggs went to the team and was like, I believe I can be the starting point guard. I can do this. And they want to give him an opportunity, especially after him making an all-defense team. Yeah. I think shipping DPOY last year.
Yep.
Like, the defense with him and KCP is going to be amazing.
Yep.
And you say, like, look, their defense is already good. KCP doesn't improve you enough there, and he doesn't really add anything in terms of offense, does he? Because now you give Paolo Banchero another solid weapon in his third year after a really good sophomore season. Franz Wagner should bounce back after a bad shooting season, and he's such a good playmaker. Like, they have playmaking. What they actually needed was shooting, and KCP kind of addresses that. And that kind of a bump built with on top of internal development,
yep.
I think they're in a really good spot. The other thing to watch out for the Magic is they're shopping Wendell Carter Jr. They've been doing that. It's not a hard shop. It's more of a soft shop.
Right.
But there's a possibility that they're able to figure out something and bring in another guard to be able to give them more offense. I think the Magic are set up very well for next season.
Yeah, and then this is not going to be welcome listening for people in Memphis, but your big winner is OKC, and I mean, a 13-win difference, basically, by adding Caruso and Hartenstein. They won 57 last year. Do you really think we're talking about a 70-win? They do feel like the kind of team that would try to go for 70 wins.
No, I'm like, look, I put it in there that, like, look, even I'm like, all right, numbers, let's settle down a little bit. But the problem is just, it's very hard to get around. If it was just like, oh, they picked up some analytics darlings, but that won't make them better. But then you start thinking about it, and you're like, okay, if you're facing a team that runs small and you need to put out four guards, you've got Shea and Cason Wallace and Lou Dort and now Alex Caruso. Okay, you're facing a big team like the Lakers who they struggled with, and you're going to have to fight all this size. Now you've got Hartenstein next to Chet Holmgren. Like, their ability to combo all of these things and insulate versus injury, because as Grizzlies fans know, that's a huge part of it, too. Oh, no, Jalen Williams is going to miss some time. Well, good thing that Alex Caruso could slot in at the two, and we'll move Dort to the three. Oh, Chet Holmgren's got an ankle, and he's going to miss a week. No problem. Got Hartenstein.
Yep.
Like, their ability to adapt to both injury and whatever lineup they need to tweak to be able to face that on top of the West number one team last season – it's a huge upgrade. Those guys are not going to be, again, those are not all-stars. I get it. But they're guys that make your team better in very specific ways, and they improve that team in very specific ways. So for me, yeah, OKC was a big winner this offseason.
Yeah. Hey, Matt, man, great stuff as always. Appreciate the time today, man. Thanks.
Anytime, man. Take care.
Yep. He is Matt Moore. Covers the NBA, writes about the NBA for the Action Network. Yeah, I mean, it is, there's really no weak link with that Thunder team. I mean, that is they won 70% of their games last year, and they got Giddey out of there in his non-shooting, and they upgraded with a real big with Isaiah Hartenstein.
Yeah.
So that's, I mean,
Caruso,
that's
Caruso is on that team now.
Yeah, Caruso. They did Caruso
the
in, Giddey
move.
Out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're so good. They're a lot.
They were the one seed a year ago.
They're going to be the one seed this year.
I mean, they're the overwhelming favorite. There's no doubt about that. So they're going to be a problem, yeah, man. They're going to be. You know, because they're trying to imitate what the Grizzlies were doing. They're going to try really hard to win a lot of regular season games.
Yep.
They're still young enough, right? Like, the old veteran teams are just trying to get to the play-in and the sixth seed and the seventh seed, right?
Yeah.
The young teams want to just, like, gun it all the time. And they're going to do that. They're going to be probably very successful.
I think the Grizzlies need to play slower this year. I know that we talk about how fast they wanted to play. I think that'll be one of these half-court moves that maybe this dude that they're bringing in from overseas will help with that. But, like, I don't think that they're built, especially if Edie's on the court, to run and gun and do this. Because I realize that's where the league is, but there's got to be an over-under because you're not going to out-gun OKC at this point.
Right.
No, am I wrong about that?
No doubt. No, I mean, I don't know. You got to play the way you're built. But
I just don't think you can go a million miles an hour with these dudes.
Yeah, I mean, you got to have multiple speeds for sure. Yep. For sure. All right, we'll come back, wrap this up on a Tuesday. Jason DeJohn, I just trying to fam. Yes. The Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agency is going to be your best friend. Because when you are going through the process of listing your home and trying to make it look good and trying to find the right buyer and trying to make the most money for your home, you're going to need some resources, right? And that's what they provide, their time, their expertise, their marketing. That's what they do. Jason, if he were here, would tell you that. He was in a hopeless situation, despair about it. He felt like there's no way I'm not upside down in this house. Hey, we all make bad decisions sometimes. It's not our fault. But the Live Love Group got him out of that home absolutely even money, basically. And he's starting a whole new life now. He's building equity, and he's a happy man. That's what they can do for you, right? Situation might look hopeless, might feel it's not. Let the Live Love Group get their hands on it. Reach out. Sold at LiveLoveMemphis.com. We're back. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN. Thanks to Matt Moore for joining us on the show. I'll say he definitely, we can count him in the group of, definitely needs to be shown it in an NBA game for Zach Edey. Definitely, yep. Definitely in the camp of patiently waiting.
Yeah, hold out is fine, yeah. If that's the way you so choose.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that. I yep. do. I at the end of the day, you cover the league long enough, yeah. Summer league, you can't really react too much.
Well, he also said it about other stars too. He was kind of like, mm-hmm. after Richards, who's the kid from Alabama that's playing this summer from the Charlotte Hornets, like, you've seen enough.
Yep. Exactly. So, listen, I respect that. And look, we all do on some level we need to be patient and wait for it to happen in an NBA game.
The other edge of that sword is he could play his first game and get injured even if you hold him out. I'm very well aware of that. So this stuff is a fluke, but like, I think you said it earlier in the show, though, like, I do think there is a difference between the young guys are going to play in pickup games and dudes who are really playing for their contracts, playing against you and undercutting you and playing in a summer league game. I mean, don't you think? I mean, they're two different things.
Totally. And I think that's part of the equation.
They are, because that's the argument against it, right? Well, they're going to play anyway, or they're going to have to get some run. Well, it's a little different.
Exactly. You have to know what you're sort of up against.
Yeah.
There. And whereas Zach Edey has nothing to gain, realistically, right. And there's guys out there who think they do, who are going to play in that way. And so I think when you start to, again, three falls first game, ugh. One of them was, going for a loose ball. Like,
the ankle was a bad turn.
I mean,
he bounced back after he tightened the shoes, which was impressive.
Yeah. By the way, Ja has put out his first, looks like, rendition or visuals of his Ja 2.
Oh, I heard the Ja 2s are coming. What we got?
I mean, they're just, they're
they
a shoe.
Okay.
They're a shoe. I mean, they look pretty much like the old ones. So,
yeah.
Hey, he's getting a second shoe.
I mean, this is a good thing for the internet.
Shoe. Yeah. And so I think that's definitely, that was, I can't say that was a guarantee, mm-hmm. at certain junctures. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so you're getting a second shoe, and I suspect he'll have lots of shoes. He'll have lots of shoes.
I would think so.
So congrats to Ja. Ja 2's coming out soon enough. That's going to do it for us today. Hey, thanks to Matt Moore. Thanks to Ryan Horvath. Thanks to Jessica Benson for joining us on the show today. Fun time as always. That's going to do it for us. Jeffrey and Company up next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus, an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Pam, yes. The Live Love group at the real estate agency is going to be your best friend. Because when you are going through the process of listing your home and trying to make it look good and trying to find the right buyer and trying to make the most money for your home, you're going to need some resources, right? And that's what they provide, their time, their expertise, their marketing. That's what they do. Jason, if he were here, would tell you that. He was in a hopeless situation, despair about it. He felt like there's no way I'm not upside down in this house. Hey, we all make bad decisions sometimes. It's not our fault. But the Live Love group got him out of that home absolutely even money, basically. And he's starting a whole new life now. He's building equity, and he's a happy man. That's what they can do for you, right? Situation might look hopeless, might feel it's not. Let the Live Love group get their hands on it. Reach out. Sold at LiveLoveMemphis.com. We're back. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN. Thanks to Matt Moore for joining us on the show. I'll say he definitely, we can count him in the group of, definitely needs to be shown it in an NBA game for Zach Edey. Definitely, yep. Definitely in the camp of patiently waiting.
Yeah, hold out is fine if that's the way you so choose.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that. I do. I at the end of the day, you cover the league long enough, in summer league, you can't really react too much.
Well, he also said it about other stars too. He was kind of like, mm-hmm. after Richards, who's the kid from Alabama that's playing this summer from the Charlotte Hornets. Like, you've seen enough.
Yep, exactly. So, listen, I respect that. And look, we all do on some level we need to be patient and wait for it to happen in an NBA game.
The other edge of that sword is he could play his first game and get injured even if you hold him out. I'm very well aware of that. So this stuff is a fluke, but like I think you said it earlier in the show, though. Like, I do think there is a difference between the young guys are going to play in pickup games and dudes who are really playing for their contracts, playing against you and undercutting you and playing in a summer league game. I mean, don't you think? I mean, they're two different things.
Totally. And I think that's part of the equation.
They are, because that's the argument against it, right? Well, they're going to play anyway, or they're going to have to get some run. Well, it's a little different.
Exactly. You have to know what you're sort of up against there. And whereas Zach Edey has nothing to gain, realistically, right.
And there's guys out there who think they do, you know, who and are going to play in that way. And so I think when you start to, you know, again, three falls first game, one of them was, going for a loose ball. Like,
the ankle was a bad turn. He bounced back after he tightened the shoes, which was impressive.
Yeah. By the way, Ja has put out his first, looks like, you know, rendition or visuals of his Ja 2.
Oh, I heard the Ja 2s are coming. What we got?
I mean, they're just, you know, they're
look
a shoe.
Okay.
You know, they're a shoe. I mean, you know, they look pretty much like the old ones. So,
yeah.
You know, hey, he's getting a second shoe.
I mean, this is a good thing for the internet. Shoe.
Yeah, and so I think that's definitely, you know, that was, I can't say that was a guarantee at certain junctures, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so you're getting a second shoe, and I suspect he'll have lots of shoes. We'll have lots of shoes.
I would think so.
So congrats to Ja. Ja 2's coming out soon enough. That's going to do it for us today. Hey, thanks to Matt Moore. Thanks to Ryan Horvath. Thanks to Jessica Benson for joining us on the show today. Fun time, as always. That's going to do it for us. Jeffrey and Company up next.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus, an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.